Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome John Boyega.
Mr. John Boyega.
What's good,
man?
Good to see you, man. I'm doing
well. Look at you. Looking great, man.
Thank you, man. I decided to go Angel Gabriel today. You know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah. And you're pulling it off. Let's jump straight into it. The movie. Congratulations. I know you're capable of doing everything. You know, I've seen you do comedy. I've seen you in action. I've seen you in drama. This film feels like a slight twist on what we've seen you do before. Yeah. It's really intense, and it's a really powerful story that I think comments on what's going on in America today. Talk me through it. Like, how did you get into this project, and what made you go, yeah, you know what, this is the next movie for me?
I read an amazing script that, to me, just kind of jumped off the page. The character of Brian is so complicated. Mm-hmm. His situation, his circumstance, going to the bank, trying to demand his money back from the Veterans Affairs was something that was just interesting.
Yeah.
And it's just a combination of who you're working with. Nicole Beharie, Salinas, Michael K. Williams.
Wow.
You know, this
right.
is a cast that made me definitely get out of bed.
Yeah, no, you know what I love about a story like this is that, one, it's based in the truth.
Yeah,
you know, that's the first thing. And secondly, you can see the humanity in the storytelling.
Yeah.
You have this man who goes, I've served this country. Mm-hmm. I fought for this country. The story many veterans have in the U.S.
Yeah.
And then they come home and then their country deserts them. Yeah,
yeah. It was actually shocking to even hear about the story and shocking that I hadn't heard about it. You know, in a sense that it happened in 2017. And this is just literally a few years ago. And this
right.
is something that none of us, it kind of happened under our nose. But to hear the detail about what vets are going through when mm-hmm. they come home, that integration back into public life is kind of complicated. For me as an actor, you know, I'm just play a small part in a jigsaw puzzle in exposing such a story and a perspective.
I think what you also do really well is you humanize the character.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just a veteran. It's not just a situation.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is about a human being who is in this situation. I mean, mm-hmm. you talked, for instance, to the real version of the characters, like his ex-wife, and
yeah,
you talked about the journey.
Yeah.
What did you learn about the human being that you're going to be portraying on the screen?
Oh, she told us so many gems, and it's specifics. As an actor, I want to hear how this man spoke. I want to hear about his interests. He was very much into movies, nerd stuff that I'm into. His voice, quite timid most of the time. So in scenes, like Abby would remind me, our director would remind me, remember what Brian's wife said. He has a quite timid voice.
Wow.
His walk, you know, we have CCTV footage, documentation about the case. And that all just helps to inform, you know, the performance. And that's what, you know, I used to go through as Brian.
You did a great job in doing it. And as you say,
man,
like the team that's working with you, I mean, everyone deserves to be lauded. But, you know, obviously, you know, Michael K. Williams, you have a legend who we lost.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I think it'll be the last film that we get to see him in.
I think
in.
So. Yeah. He might have one after, I'm not sure. But this is one of the last, at the very least.
And
the
story getting to it was amazing because if I understand correctly, you basically had to beg the man. You had to, like, chase him.
Trevor, I begged him. I have to beg. You know, they show me respect when I come on these shows and say, you requested for him to be in the movie? No. No, it was, you know, I had to beg him. Such a versatile actor.
Yeah, man.
And an actor that doesn't need to come and shoot my small little indie movie for $2.50.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was me just asking him to collaborate, to come in and do a few weeks work. And he just showed up on set. He was down to do it. And for me, I grew up watching The Wire. I grew up watching Boardwalk Empire. So to see, you know, Michael K. Williams walk on set to be motivated and ready to shoot, I was just like, yeah, this is a dream that's come true.
Did he know what a fan you were of his? You've got like a DVD box set of The Wire.
Trevor, come on, man. Trevor, man. You know, even when I reached out to you on text, man, I let you guys know, man. I'm one of those people that I have so many people, especially black individuals for me, who are inspiring to look up to. I'm going to let you know why you're still here, that, yo, like,
you're
inspirational. And I had to tell him straight up, you show him that love. And I'm glad I got those moments with him, you know?
That's beautiful, yeah, man. That really is beautiful. I like that. I've always said, like, anyone who is Nigerian has the ability to inspire the best in you as a human being. I feel like that's what you bring out.
Absolutely.
You've just got that thing.
Criminals, I'd be like, you have motivation. Good motivation.
Oh, man. We're so excited. As soon as I saw you in a movie with Viola Davis and then Tuso Mbedu from South Africa, I was just like, when is the movie coming out?
As soon as I saw me in a movie with Viola Davis.
Ah, yes.
And so, yeah, that movie comes out September 6th, The Woman King.
Yes.
Is with Viola Davis.
Man, it looks badass.
Yeah,
it looks badass.
It looks crazy. I was actually at the AMC at the Grove the other day, and both trailers came up. Breaking Trailer came up before Brad Pitt's Bullet Train.
Oh, man.
And also The Woman King. And The Woman King trailer got a round of applause from the audience. I was tempted to say, I was in that. but I left that there for the audience just to enjoy this story that I think is just going to be so epic for everybody to enjoy.
You know what I love for you doing the story as well is, you know, I fell in love with you, like most people did, with Attack the Block. You know, I was just like, this is one of the most amazing movies. I heard there's a sequel, and I hope it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've always loved how you can seamlessly move between accents, how you embody a character, how you change who you are. Mm. But this, if I'm correct, is the first film where you get to be like your family. You know what I mean? You get to embody like your mother tongue. You get to, you know?
Yeah, I use my dad's voice for the king role. And it's, yeah. I even wanted to grow a bit of a belly so it could just, you know, to emphasize that. But it was such a papa role as an African man playing a king, but also playing a king who loves his people, who loves his women and supports them.
Protected by these women.
Was for me great. I mean, normally we get into movies and, you know, male lead wanted to be the number one movie star, the action. That's overrated. I liked the women doing everything. I said, go girl, go get it. Go get it. So that was fun. I can't wait for you guys to see that movie.
Amazing. Yeah. Before I let you go, I would love to talk about the break that you took. You know, John Boyega, like you launched onto the scene. You came on, everyone was loving you as an actor, as a guest on shows. You just have this magnetism. And then I distinctly remember you saying, I'm gonna take a moment.
Yeah.
How did you maintain the courage to say, no, John first, and then I'll get back into my career?
I just got to a point where I was like, life needs a sense of balance. And sometimes you go towards something and you achieve it, but there's no fulfillment because you've forgotten about the most important thing, which is the self. And in thinking about that, I was just like, yeah, I need to sort me out first. So that when I get to a certain stage and when bigger opportunities come, that I'm genuinely ready for it and not intimidated by it. And I honestly twiddled my toes in my little furry socks. I went on holiday, had some good times, and then I relaxed and got my stuff sorted, got in the gym, got reading, got into a routine. And I think a lot of us need to do that, right? Just to get back into
healthy. Yeah, man, get into who
we are. Yeah, man, yeah.
My dude, that's why you're gonna be one of the greats.
You know,
that's why
you're
great right now. That's
love,
why you're killing it. Good to see you again, man. John Boyega, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you watch both movies.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.